Unit 12. Business and Economics. Reading 1. Outsourcing. Business practices have changed significantly over the years. In the past, a large company would employ people to carry out all of its work in-house. However, in modern businesses, a number of specific, limited functions or tasks are transferred to other third-party companies. The third-party organizations then take responsibility for the control of these functions. This is known as outsourcing. Outsourcing first became popular in the 1980s, but began to grow in the 1990s. It is now a very popular business practice. Most outsourcing is done by multinational companies. One research organization estimates that 3.3 million U.S. jobs and $136 billion in wages could be moved to such countries as India, China, and Russia by 2015. A wide variety of jobs are outsourced. Recent statistics show that the largest percentage of jobs being outsourced is in information technology, at around 28%. The next largest field is human resources, which takes 15% of the outsourcing market. This is followed closely by sales and marketing outsourcing, with 14% and financial services outsourcing at 11%. Outsourcing can bring a wide variety of benefits. First, it can help a business reduce its costs. This is because the company does not need to hire full-time workers to do that job, and it does not need to pay for their training. It only needs to pay for the services when it uses them. According to a survey of 650 companies, 42% believe that outsourcing improved their financial performance. Outsourcers can also enable a company to improve quality levels. The organizations that provide outsourcing to a company will have workers who are experts in their field. These experts should be able to provide top-quality work and have the latest information at their fingertips. A third benefit is time-saving. An outsourcer can help reduce the time it takes to bring a product to the market by providing additional staff and services. An example of time-saving can be seen in the field of medicine. Doctors write notes when they see patients, which they then record orally. They used to hand these notes over to a secretary who listened to the recording and typed up these notes. The problem with this system was that it often took days or weeks to produce the typewritten transcript. By outsourcing, it is possible to send the notes to a center in India. While it is night in the U.S., it is daytime in India, so the Indian workers are able to type up the notes and send them back to the hospital, meaning that they are ready the next day. All kinds of companies can use outsourcing, and the numerous benefits it brings mean that outsourcing is likely to continue to grow for a long time to come.